speech was quite emotional. Everybody was waiting for his reaction. He very clearly conceded defeat. He took personal responsibility for the heavy loss during this election. And his words were, "We have lost this election and the responsibility falls on one person, on me, Salih Berisha," he said, which is very, very unusual for an Albanian politician to come out in that way and to accept responsibility in this way. He also announced that he's going to step down as the leader of his center-right Democratic Party. Usually what has happened before in the Albanian elections is that before the official result is announced, both parties always used to say that they're winners. So there was always a confusion who has won. I can say that compared to the previous elections, this was quite democratic. The way it was handled, the incident, apart from a fatal shooting that happened on the day of the elections, it was quite calm. So it was a step forward towards democracy for Albania. Albanian elections, since the democracy came in Albania, have always been marred by rigging of the vote, by the declaration of votes. So this is a really different election.
Salih Berisha has dominated the scene since 1991. How different will Edi Rama be?
Now, Edi Rama has presented himself as a new figure, as a new socialist. He actually has given a new name to the Socialist Party. He's called it the Renaissance. So he's trying to portray himself as different from the left-wing, the socialists and all their ideas. He became well known as the mayor of Tirana. He's a painter, studied in Paris. So he's got all these new ideas. And I have to say that he gave a really good speech, a victory speech, to his supporters to say that the winning is just the start. The victory is just the start. We all have to work together and make it happen. And he's also seen as very keen to integrating Albania into the EU, in the EU, and supporting all the EU ideas and the future ideas. So presumably he's seen as a future figure.
What kind of challenges is Albania facing then? What kinds of things does he need to change?
Albania is marred by corruption. Unemployment is a big problem in Albania. He's made many promises that he's going to deal to tackle all these problems. And also the big question in everybody's mind and the wish to enter the European Union. And he's very keen, as I said, that there should be a lot of effort in fighting corruption in Albania to deal with this issue. So Edi Rama's got a really difficult task ahead, I would say, if he wants to prove that the voters who gave him their vote were right in their decision.
You mentioned the EU. What's Albania thinking when they see Croatia entering? Do they think that there's a chance that they will be entering very soon?
Well, that's a very big question. Albania always wanted to enter the EU, and they hope they can become member very soon. Albania has applied for EU membership, but has been denied over criticism on the corruption and the democratic reforms, and that's exactly the main point that the new leader now has to deal with. One of the biggest achievements of the previous party was Albania becoming a member of NATO in 2009, and also the liberalization of the visas. So the Albanians now can travel easily over Europe for a period of 3 months without needing a visa, which is a big achievement, something that never happened before. But when it comes to the membership for the EU, it has been denied, as I said, over criticism over corruption and democratic reforms in Albania.